Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the Mahus of Kiddushin, Apida Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Agoyin HaKadosh Mikloizenberg Zetzal. In Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat and Simon Kuftzadi Sif Beis, this is the second shiur. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you buy a field or a house, you have to give a pruta. Rashava pruta. And the Sma writes that the Shavu Pruta is Dmei Piron, like you're paying for the whole field, and you're going to owe the rest. You're paying one Pruta, and the rest is going to be owed. But you can't say he's buying it just with that Pruta. And with this Pruta, he's Meshubid. They're Meshabid to each other to make the Kinyan. It's not so. It's not just a Shibud. It's actually Dmei Piron. This is the payment. This is the beginning of the payment. But you can't just say it's a Shibud because Kinyan Kesef is learned from Stei Efron. And by Stei Efron, it was Dmei Shivui Asad, it was the value of the field. So too, when you're buying a house, even if you give a prut at the beginning, you have to buy with the whole value. So the prut is just the beginning of the payment, and the rest is owed. Taz is Masik. He says, how can you say it's Dmei Shivui? By Kinyan Isha, it's a prut, and that's not Dmei Shivui. So how does the Sma answer up Kinyan Isha? So we have to say, according to the Sma, that by Kesef, it's not a Kinyan like buying an object. By a field, you're talking buying the object with Dmei Shivui, with the value. But by Kesef, the word is that by Kinyan Isha, the word is that it's Xeris HaKosuv. And so Lehedja writes the Chasim Sofer in Bava Basra and Chesam at Beis, that just like Kiddush Shtar is Xeris HaKosuv, Kiddush Kesef is also Xeris HaKosuv. So we see that it's not a regular kinyan. It's not a regular kinyan. A regular kinyan of a chayfetz is Dmei Shivui. Here it's not Dmei Shivui, so it's not mamash a kinyan. The Torah says she's miskadesha, so it's like a kinyan, like the Gemara says a lashon of, it's ikri kinyan. It's called a kinyan, but it's not mamash a kinyan, because mamash a kinyan would mean Dmei Shivui. Now according to the Taz, who argues with this Sma, you don't need to make shivui. He's kona the whole thing with a shava pruta, because that's mishabi them. This pruta is mishabi them to the other party to give the object, like a Kenyan suder. So according to the Sma, it's not a regular Kenyan. But according to the Taz, maybe it is. Because this is mitora shivut ke Kenyan suder, this Kenyan, so maybe it's like acquiring other things with a pruta. And as we saw in the previous shiur, we saw two lashonos of Tosfos. According to the lashon of Tosfos, that she's mekudeshes and muzumanously, so it's like a Kenyan. He's kind of her that for Ishus, that she's now in his domain, her husband and wife. But according to the lashon of Asuri al Kakumi al Kehekdesh, so that, according to that lashon, it wouldn't be a kinyan, just the surah kol mi'amak ekdesh. And then we cleared: is Tosfos saying one thing, or are they saying two things? So we saw in the poskim that they're learning it's two separate perushim. We saw maybe that's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Tafdalet Amud Beis. That the havamin of the Gemara that a woman is makadish the man, according to Rashi, she says it's kadish li. In other words, you should be special to me, which is true, which is correct. And that's like a lashon of kinyan, not that he's acquired to her, but that they have this special relationship, that he's mekudet mezumenes umyuchedes, and when he says it to her, it's like a kinyan. Mar use a lashon of kinyan. Whereas when according to Tosfos doesn't like that, because maybe Tosfos holds it's dasla kuyan kehekdesh, and memela can't be that she says it's kadish li, because he's not asarat la kuyan kehekdesh, and memela he learns that she says, Harani Mukudash Slicha. Anyway, with the Chasim Sofer that we learned before, we saw the Chasim Sofer that it's Xeris HaKosuf. It's like Shtar, so to Kesef. It's not mamish like acquiring an object. It's not a standard Kenyan. So he could be Miyashiv the Kasha of the Pnei Yoshua and the Gemara. Pnei Yoshua asks, Mechi Tesi Noimar, how can we say this Gemara in Daf Dalet that we just referenced? How can we say that Biyavi Ili Didevi Kidashtu Hava Kiddushin? That if she gives him money, and she's Makadish him, it's going to be Kiddushin. How can we say such a thing? We never find this in any Kenyan. That the Makna gives money to the Kaina. That's what's going on over here. The Makna is giving money to the Kaina. Who's the Makna? The Makna is the woman. She's being Makna herself. And she's giving money to the Kaina. Have you ever heard of such a thing in your life? So what's the Havamin of the Gemara? That's the Kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. However, according to the Chasam Sofer, that Kiddushin is not a standard Kenyan, it's just Xeris HaKosuv, it's not Shver at all. Because maybe that's this Kenyan. That's Kach Gazra Torah. That she can also be Makadesh. And therefore you need the Pasuk, like the Gemara says, you need the Pasuk to say Ki Yikach. He's doing the taking and not her. HaKopanim, Midivrei HaPnei Yoshua, who asked this Kasha, we don't find this in all other Kinyanim. We can prove not like the Chasam Sofer. Pnei Yoshua wasn't learning like the Chasam Sofer. Because he said, where do you have such a Kinyan? So he's obviously learning that this is a standard Kinyan. So maybe this is Tali in the Chakira, in the Machlokes, if it's Shaykh, Be'eshes Goy, Mishum Gezel. Is there such a thing as Gezel by an Eshes Goy? Migamor Sanhedrin, and if Zion says, Al Gezel, Gano, of a Gozel, it says, if you're Gano of a Gozel, Chen Yifas Toyar. So Rashi says there that by Yifas Toyar, that a Goy is not allowed to take a Yeshus Yifas Toyar. And he's not allowed to steal either. And Rashi explains that it's also Yifas Toyar is also Gezel, because they're stealing his wife. So you see in Rashi that a woman is Rechush Baila. The Kinyano. And if somebody takes her from him, it's Gezel. And also we find later on there, Kiyotze b'yifas Torah mayi, b'noich shiichet shifchal avdo bo lanera galeo, Rashi, mishum Gezel. Also Gezel. For b'noich was miyachet a shifcha for his evit. So you see that there's an inyan of... By an Eishes Goy, there's an Inyan of Gezel. So if it's a Kenyan, then it's Gezel. If marriage is a Kenyan, then it's Gezel. The Gemara and Daf Nuntes says that only a Jew could take a Yifas Torah, a Goy can't. And the Gemara explains why a Goy can't, because they're not B'nei Kibush. They're not B'nei Kibush, Ninho. Rashi says that the land was only given to capture for the Jews. But not for Goyim. So they have no right to capture the land, therefore they have no right to take the Yifas Torah. So explains the Ran over there, and that Gemara in Daf Nuntes. That kusim are not zoche in each other to be kone kinyan aguf. They have no right to be kone kinyan aguf one and the other. And therefore asurim b'yifas toyer. Da'akati haveish sakusi chaveiro. So therefore, they're aser b'yifas toar because they can't be kone kinyan aguf because it's she still belongs to her husband. When the Jews capture kinyan aguf. When the goyim make a capture, that's what he says. That's how they shot in the gemara. They're not b'nei kibush means that when the goyim conquer, they're not conquering kinyan aguf. And therefore, they have no right to take an Eishes Yifas Torah. But when the Jews conquer, they're also conquering Kinyan Aguf. And these women become Mamon Shalahem and they have no more Torah Sishus. So you see that's the Ran. So you see the Ran holds that the whole Ishus is because of Kenyan Abao. And when this is Mufka, when the Mamon is Mufka, Ayde Kibush, so in Mela the Ishus is also Nifka. Ishus also goes away. By them, it's Hafka and the Ishus. So you see that the whole Ishus is because there's a Kenyan. By Goy, there's no Kibush. They're not Kovesh each other. So therefore, the wife still belongs to her husband. So you see the whole Ishus of the Bnei Noach is built on Kenyan. Also, like we saw before in the Gemara. That they can't take Yafas Torah, Rashi says, because it's Gezel. In the Sefer Yad Shol and Siman Reis Samach Tes, Siv Katan Aleph, he wants to bring a raya for Rabbeinu Tam, famous Rabbeinu Tam, in Ksuvis that we discussed at length, B'siyata D'Shmaya, our Shiurim, that Bias Akum doesn't aser. When an Akum has beer with a woman, that doesn't forbid her to her husband. Dari Sara, Nok Chalaparav Avimelech, and she was an Asura. And he brings in the name of his father, Agon Moreno Rav Lebush, to the Yashi of the Kasha of the Rivana Rabbeinu Tam. Mehodine Aseris Labaila, Bibias Nochri. Fimasha Kosef Marik, the Af Bisvara Bisavra Muteris Liznos Mikol Mokoim, Asura Labar, the Karinan Ba Mala Mala Mabisha, Afshalomala Bashem. For where the Inkanaf should be a snachrika behema, Mikol Mokom Mala Mabisha, Shiny Behemoth Lav Basmino, became Bisavra de la Mala Mal, Fuhushe Siaitza, Laze Imkain Muteris. In other words, like this, Tosis first says that Bias Akum doesn't answer, and that's Rabbeinu Tam. And the Yad Shol brings a raya for Rabbeinu Tam from Sarah, that Sarah was taken to Paran Avimelech and she wasn't answered. And then the Rivam says, no. He brings rise that she is asur with Bias Akum. She's asur to her husband. And he explains the Hagoyin Moreno Rav Lebush, the father of the Yad Shol, is Miyashiv the Kash of the Rivam, based on the Ma'arik. And so we paskin in Eben Ezer and Simon Kofayin Ches. That let's say a woman says that she thinks that she's permitted to her husband. It's mutter to be mizane. Today they have open marriages, quote unquote, which is another way of saying gili arayos. And husband and wife are allowed to be with other people. They permit each other. That's the deal that they made. This way they can live behefkeris and still be married. They can be mali their taivis and still be married. It's not going to be a very good marriage, but that's what they want to do. It's becoming common these days. So they even had a conference about it in Bar Ilan a few years ago. There's a lot of controversy having a conference discussing this this phenomenon as if it's legitimate. So a woman thinks that it's mutter to be mizane. So nevertheless, she's usher to her husband because it's considered mala b'mal. He didn't give her permission, but she thinks that it's permitted. She thinks it's permitted to be mizane. So, therefore, even though Rabbeinu Tam is correct, that bias akum is kibias behemad zir masusim zir masam, like Rabbeinu Tam brings, psar chamrim besaram zir masusim zir masam, and memela, she's aser to her husband, it's bias behema, doesn't aser. However, when she thinks that it's mutter to be with this man, and she's willing to be with this man, she's ma'al ma'al ba'isha. She's still being unfaithful to her husband. That's the famous Shita Samarik. Shita Samarik is that it's not because she did an Avera Zemeza that she's asur to her husband, but it's because she was unfaithful to her husband. It's a lack of faith. It's a lack of faithfulness. So when she's with a guy, self-called self, he's a human being, and she's not being faithful to her husband. And therefore, even though she thinks it's permitted, she's asur to her husband. But it's not by Sarah. But Sarah was different. Because Avraham Avinu was the one who said, yeah, go with him, say you're my sister. And therefore she's muteres. So this is also a raya, that the Isser is because it's a Kenyan Labal. So Mamela, if the Baal is Meichel, there's no Isser. Because there's no Me'ilas Ma'al Be'isha. He's not being unfaithful. It's his Kenyan and he's Meichel. But if it's a din ishus that she's a surah to the whole world, then how's the husband able to be meichel? So you see that akoponim by goyim, it's a kinyan. And that would explain why eishes yifas Torah is aser. Like we saw, it's gezel, because it's a kinyan abal. And that's why if the husband's meichel, she's permitted to him because it's his kinyan. He's allowed to be meichel. But if it's that she's a sura lekulei alma, then how's the mechila shaykh? You can't be meichel. However, the Rambam writes Malachim 9:8. Benoch is miyachid a shivcha for zevet. Then he has beer with her. He's killed because of eishes chaveru. Radbaz writes that Rambam's arguing with Rashi. That there's no gezel. According to Rashi, we saw before, it's gezel. And then he has beer with her. So he's killed because of Gezel. But the Rambam doesn't say anything about Gezel. The Rambam just says, Eishes Chaveru, not Gezel. Ah, so maybe the Rambam holds that it's not a Kenyan. That's why it's not Gezel. So by goyim there's no nichnasa lachupa. She only becomes aser when she's a bulas baal after the bia. Frekta makane kalches prat gimel, the ramasal b'nei tzarachiyun. How do you become an arusa by Ben Noach? Aidei bi'is koner, like the Rambam says at the beginning of the Chazishas. Rambam says, by Ben Noach, morasa, ein chayav malah. But how do you become a morasa? By Bia, they're full-fledgedly married. Like we see at the beginning of the Chazishas that we've discussed on so many occasions. So it would appear that Hagam Ladas HaRambam, Hagam Sheladas HaRambam, Ishus B'Bnei Noach is not Mitam Kinyan, and therefore there's going to be Gezel. There is no Gezel, there's no Kinyan. Nevertheless, there's room to say that if he gives her Kesef for Sheva Kesef, on condition that she live with him, and treat him like a wife, treats her husband, she makes him dinner, she does his laundry, she's his wife, so that's his Kinyan, he gives her money. Because the Kinyan is Chal, as if he was Koyne Shivcha L'Shamsha. And the Havamina is, Shabbat la'achayv mishum gezel. And therefore we need the pasuk to say, no, bulas bo, rakai de be'ila, she's his wife, now they can. So the havamin of morasa, is that an achinami, according to the Rambam, Ishus of Bnei Noach is lav mitam kinyan, and therefore it's not shayach gezel. Nevertheless, if he gives her money and says, "Let's live as we'll live as husband and wife without any relations in the meantime," so that's the type of kinyan. That's the type of eris, and anyone who sleeps with her is with an eishes ish. So kamash mala, no, it doesn't work that way. By goyim, all you have is bulas ba'ah. Maybe from here, Gufa the Rambam learned it. It's only by Bulas Baal she's married, but no kinyan works. So obviously by them, it's not kinyan. There's no gezel. There's no kinyan. There's no gezel. And that's why the Rambam says she's killed al teshes chaver, not al gezel. Because if there was shayach a kinyan, then she could be more rasa. There could be some type of kinyan, but there is no kinyan. It's purely Bulas Baal. Even if he gives her money and he says, "You treat me like a wife," treats a husband, and you know, to do what, be mishamish me, like a wife is mishamish your husband, you see, it doesn't work. So it must be there's no kinyan, and Mimela, Rambam holds that you're only chayv by goy al tzeishes chaver, not al tgezel, there's no kinyan, because there's no kinyan by goy. So Akoponim Nire, that if by Eishes Nachri it's Shaykh Gezel, so it's Muchuch that the woman is Kinyan HaBaal Kisadeyu, and even though it's only a Kinyan Linyan Ishus, Akoponim, she's like his Shifcha Linyan Ishus, and Mimela it's a type of Kinyan. And we can say that B'chol Kedushin, Gam B'Eishes Yisrael is a Kinyan. But if you hold there's no Gezel, like the Rambam, it's just a Gedur Ishus and Arayus, so by Kedushin there's no Kinyan, it's just a Din Miyuchad of Ishus. Kenyan is a Lashon Mushal. It's not the real, it's not really a Kenyan. You hold it's Gezel by Goy, then by Jew, we don't say it's a Kenyan. There's no Gezel, there's no Kenyan. It's just a type of Ishus, it's a rise, but there's no Kenyan. So that's our question, is it Kenyan like a Sada or not? So we have a Tzad that it is, not exactly like a Sada, it's only a Kenyan and an Ishus and the like, but it's like being Kona Sada, there's a type of Kenyan, and therefore there's Gezel. Or maybe no, it's not a Kenyan at all, maybe there's no Gezel. And that's why there's no Gezel. It's not really a Kenyan, just Ikri Kenyan. It's called that, but it's not really a Kenyan. And with this, we can be Miyashiv Rabbi Yisuf Shel Rashi, in the famous Gemara Kesubas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that God was so good to me, that we had a tremendous amount of Shirim on this Bismanoi years ago. Wow. A lot of Chiba remembering that. So hopefully with this we'll be Miyashiv that Rashi. And that's for the next year. Bli Neder. So please stay tuned. Vadvarim. He'iru v'or yikaris. Baruch Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.